Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Was that an awesome praise service? Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap for that praise service. There's a lot of things that are done during praise. I've seen healing. I've seen people changed. I've seen people come to the Lord during praise. Praise does a lot. That's what Father God said, give the praise to his son Jesus. And that's what we're supposed to do. And things happen. Thank you, Jesus. First, I want to thank you all for coming out. I know it was y'all will, but it was mostly God that brought y'all here this morning. Did y'all come expecting? Amen. Hallelujah. And I showed up. I was telling the brother and the sister right here, it was kind of hard this morning because if something could have went wrong, it went wrong this morning. But yes, we made it here. I want to thank God for my family. It is not often I can get all my kids and all my grandkids in one building and my daughter's boyfriends all together. But God has done it for me this morning. And I give him the praise, honor, and glory for it. Thank you, Lord. I'm gonna use one of Jesus' parables. He spoke a lot in parables. And a parable is actually a short story that teaches a moral or spiritual lesson. So I'm gonna use one of his parables so I could testify of his glory. And it was funny how Pastor Joe talked about the testimony this morning in the scripture. I want to testify of his glory and what he has done in my life. I can only testify what he does in my life. I can only see what he does in y'all life. Hello? I'm still on? All right. What I'm going to have y'all do is turn the page to Matthew chapter 25. And I'm going to start reading from chapter 25, verse 14. But first, we're going to go to the Lord. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I surrender myself to you today, Lord, to do your will. Give me the word you want your children to hear. Give your children an open ear, an open heart, so they could receive your word on good ground, that it would prosper in their lives. Give me the words they need to hear, Lord, this morning. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Is everyone there? I'm going to start reading from the parable of the talents. And I'm not sure how far the Holy Ghost is going to let me go. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his servile ability, and straightway took his journey. We're going to stop there for a moment. I believe everyone was born with a brain. What you use of it is you. But everyone is born with a brain. They say you only use a third of it. But I believe God filled that your brain, each and every one of you, with all the skills you need to live your life in his will. And what he does as you use each skill, he grows that skill and he gives you other skills. But you have them already. You just choose not to use them.
I like the word that used choose, that word choose. Because we choose to follow him. We choose not to follow him. We choose everything that happens in our lives from the day we're born until the day we die. We make life choices. We have to decide if we're going to make the choices for God or for man. That's what we do. So he gives us these skills. And that's what I'm going to talk about, because talents, there's two meanings for talents. One is the natural aptitude or skill, which I'm going to talk about today. The other meaning for talent is a way or a unit of currency used especially by ancient Roman and Greeks. So we're going to read further, and he's going to talk about money. That's a completely different sermon. So I'm going to talk about talents today. Many years ago, let's say in January, there's going to be 15 years I'm in the position I am, at the position I am at Service Chevrolet. But over 15 years ago, I worked in Abbeville. I worked at Ray Chevrolet for a little over 8 years. While I was working there, I wasn't saved. And Marjorie's brother talked us into going to a church service, and we were both saved there. What got me saved was her dad, 80-something years old, standing in the back of the church through the prayer service, 80 years old, jumping and clapping to the Lord and singing. I wanted to know what he had. I wanted to know what got an 80-year-old man up from sitting that wouldn't hardly get up, clapping, dancing, and hopping. And every youth service, he was there with the youth doing the same thing. So I wanted to know what that was. And I figured to know what that was, I needed to get saved. And it happened. During one of those services, I listened to a preacher, and he spoke about working for God. Each and every one of us had a job or has a job or will be getting a job, the youth in here, and you're going to tend to work for your boss. You're going to tend to want to be like your pastor. You're going to tend to want to be, how can I say it, like the world. Because anytime you work for your boss, you live for your pastor, you're living for the world. And like Pastor Joe said this morning, people fail people every day. But God has never left you or forsaked you. You may have left him at a time or so, but he has never left you. Like I think I said it to the sister this morning. It was rough getting to this service this morning. I mean, whatever could have went wrong. But God never left or forsaked me. Amen. So I went up that evening and I got prayed on by that brother. And I left there choosing to not work for my boss at that time. I was going to work for God. Whatever I did, I was going to do it for God, and I was going to give him the glory. Because number one, whose boss is in here? I heard some, this is a boss over here. How much do you see your people working?
All the time.
So you're on top of them. Well, my boss doesn't stay in the office while I'm working all the time. So he has to go here and he has to go there. So there's points in the day where I'm on my own to do what I actually want to do. I can't, like when the cat's away, the mice will play stuff. That's what I'm talking about. With God, there's nothing like that. He's everywheres. What did the song say? He's in the sky. We heard it today. He's everywheres. So if you're working for God, you have to be on your toes all the time. Because he's going to see you pick up that ink pen, put it in your pocket, and take it home. That's stealing. You're stealing from your boss. That paperclip. I used to do it. That notebook. Well, I could use that notebook for church. But I did that back then. I did stuff like that. Maybe a tire wrench that was extra in one of the vehicles that didn't need two tire wrenches. We did stuff like that. But working for God, you can't, because he's watching you the whole time. So once I started working for God, and I chose to work for him, not for the boss, my production went up tremendously. Everything I did went better. I'm not going to say perfect, because no one's perfect, but it did go better. My bosses became completely satisfied with everything I did, even though they didn't know I wasn't working for them anymore. You don't tell that to your boss unless he's saved. That's right. And I hope my boss don't listen to my sermon today. You start working for Almighty God. You do everything for Jesus. From the time you open your eyes in the morning, you better be thanking him that you opened your eyes. You better be thanking him for your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You better be thanking him for your children. Because if God would ever wake up and take everything away from you that you hadn't thanked him for that morning, what would you have left? So thank him. So I started working for him. I started doing well. Well, I didn't notice anything, but other dealers started noticing what I was doing at that dealership. Because what I did was I ordered vehicles. And my vehicles, a lot of the dealership were calling me to get my vehicles and swap with them so they can, I don't know if you ever bought a vehicle at a dealership, they didn't have the exact style or color you wanted. They went to another dealership, got it, brought it back, and delivered it to you. Well, all of a sudden, our transfers started going up, which is a good thing for me, but it just gave me more work because I had to do the transfers myself. But the inventory started building. I started getting better inventory in because I was following Jesus. I was making sure that every step I took was that he would approve it. I was telling myself, what would Jesus do? I hadn't seen that in a while. WWDJ, what would Jesus do? Or JD. I started working for him. Then other dealerships started seeing that. And then they were talking. And there was nothing that was too small for me to do. Pick up trash, move vehicles that had to be moved. My boss today has a saying at work, 212 degrees. 211 degrees water is hot. 212 degrees it's boiling. She wants the whole dealership to boil. She wants us, all of us, to go that extra degree. Well, that's scriptural. God said if a man wants you to walk with him a mile, you should walk 2 miles. So I started taking that on. And this was still in Abbeville, still working for God. And everything I had to do, I'd go that extra thing to do. The boss would see me in the morning. I was outside during the cold starting vehicles. If y'all don't know, if a car stays too long during 30-degree weather, 40-degree weather, the battery will die. So I was charging batteries. I was doing this. I was taking care of what I was supposed to do, and I'd go that extra step. one afternoon, I was sweating, moving some vehicles. It was like 100. It probably 80 degrees, but the heat index was like 100. If you ever went into a hot vehicle in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, when it's 90 degrees outside and you open the door, I promise you it's at least 130 degrees inside there. So I was sweating. Came back in, got me some water, seen my phone was flashing. I had a message. It was the general sales manager at Service Chevrolet left me a message. And they saw what I was doing, and he wanted to have lunch with me. So, if you read on in the talents, the ones that grew those talents, God gave them more. The one that hid his talent in the ground, he gave that talent to another person and rebuked that person. So I continued working. I had my lunch with them, and eventually they hired me 14 years ago. And I went from, he saw I was doing real good with about 300 vehicles. But he knew that I can do more. So he put me in position. At one time at Service Chevrolet, I was dealing with 1,200 vehicles. So he's going to prosper you. He's going to help you grow. Let's see, I stopped at, let's go to 16. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded the same and made them other 5 talents. He took his skills and he chose to grow them. I heard, actually it was a pastor at Jimmy Swaggart's church, the president of the school, Larson. Larson doesn't teach his students. There's no teachers over here that could really teach you. I'm sorry. You have to choose to learn. All they can do is guide you and show you where the stuff is to learn. If you choose not to learn it, because ask Miss Cynthia in the 11th grade, Miss Cynthia Vanson. Ask her, because she taught, and she taught well, but I slept, and I slept well. I flunked. I made F's all the way through. I chose not to learn. When I chose to learn, I made sure I got all my tools. I got Marjorie's notes for social studies when she took it. And I got all my tools together, and I finished her course the next year with a B. But we have to choose to learn. We have to choose Jesus. We have to choose our walkway. I heard... I'm gonna keep going to Jimmy Swaggart because I do listen to him a lot. I learned you make your path. God is not going to change your path for you. God is going to send you the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what path he wants. But he's not, while you go on that path, go grab you and put you on the right path. That's not going to happen. That's not in his nature. He gave us a free will for us to use it because he wanted us to choose him. When you choose to like a person, it's better than when somebody makes you like that person. Growing up, when you were a child, you went everywhere with your parents. Your parents liked this person, but you didn't really like them, but you had to like them because you had to go there. But when you chose to like that person, you loved that person. No matter what that person did to you, no matter what happened, because you chose. So you went through their tribulations, their shortfalls, and you took them and you moved forward because you chose to do it. Just like working for God. If you choose to work for God, you are going to prosper in one way or another. It might not be the way you want it, though. Just 2.5 years ago, I got let go from that position of ordering vehicles. And I didn't know what my future was going to lie. I didn't know. All this time I've been working for God. But God, I believe God closed the door. He's in the opening doors and closing doors. It's not always the devil. Me and one of the ministers that sells for us, he ministers at another church, we're talking. And it's not always the devil. Because the devil can't do anything that God doesn't let him. Look at Job. And the devil said it himself, God, I can't touch Job. You got your hedge of protection around him. I can't touch him. Well, God said, I'm giving you permission, just don't kill him. You can do anything you want, but don't kill Job. So he even had that happens to us too. We need to follow that path. And we need to choose it. Choose where you want to be today and stay with it. But that door was closed, and I got scared. I did not once get angry. I did not once talk back to the guy that let me go. I actually asked him how he was doing because he looked real sad. And I said, I'm going to pray for you. But I really wasn't mad because I knew God had never left me or forsaken me before. I went home that night. I called all the kids in. I told them what was happening, that me and Mama's going to cut back a little bit, and we're going to see where it brings us. And the next day I saw my boss, and I said, don't worry, sir. I will be your manager again, because I believe that. And within 2 weeks, I had a new position, making more money than I was making before. So I was still growing. I was still growing. All this time, when I was working there, I was training to know everything I could about those vehicles I was building. I was going that extra. There's a lot of the guys I talk to that order at other dealerships, they don't know half of what the vehicle is. All they know is this is popular, that's popular, that, and then I'm going to put that together and I'm going to order it. When I got to service Chevrolet, almost 70% of their vehicles were white. Because it was an easy color. It's a safe color. You can always trade it for another color. Or people like white. A lot of people do like white. But they brought me in to fix that. Did God put it in there to order all those white vehicles to get me into this situation? I think so. I think he put me into the situation to where I learned everything I could about it. And then started working at it and kept growing and growing. I think he put me in that position. Not me, not my boss, not my teacher. I'm sorry, Miss Jilling. I love teachers. I love teachers because I listen to them all the time. I'm taking tests all the time, learning more stuff. The more the teacher tells me, the more. The Bible says, and I can't say it exactly the way, everything your pastor, minister, me, anybody tells you, go in and search the scriptures and make sure it's correct. Anybody that talks to you, go into the scriptures, make sure everything I'm saying is correct. Just like your work. Every time somebody tells you, make sure you study it and make sure it's correct. Teacher tells you something. Every once in a while, I like to prove somebody wrong. So I go in and find out. And when they're right, well, I got to move on. But if they're wrong, I can show them. But I continually study, get better at this, get better at that. And it's all because of God. Friday morning, I did know Friday morning I had to take a huge test. I knew that. And I still told Pastor Joe I want to talk this morning. I wanted the challenge. I wanted to be able to push. Monday night, I got home at 9. Wednesday night, it was just as late. Friday night, I had to work late every night this week. Well, Friday morning, I get in my vehicle, and my test was going to be on somebody from a newspaper was coming down, and they were going to test me on the knowledge of everything in the vehicle. I have to be able to touch each button and say how they work and what the benefits are, which is cool. So I said, I'm going to go to work this morning. I was all excited. I'm going to plug in my phone, and I'm going to do a lot of stuff with it till I get to work. That way I'm fresh. It's right there in my mind. Well, I got in my vehicle, started my vehicle, plugged it up. Nothing happened. I mean, nothing. Nothing. Then it wouldn't work. I drove to work. I was talking under my breath to myself. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Well, I get to work 30 minutes early. Not supposed to be there till 9. I was going to get in another vehicle and do it. The guy shows up at 20 minutes to 9 to start. So I don't have a chance to do it. So I said, well, Lord, it's up to you. And we went in that vehicle. We spent an hour. There was two questions I had no idea they were going to ask. They sent us a pamphlet in the beginning, and I got to study it, and it was most of the stuff. But there was two questions. And he asked them, and I just honestly said, I have no idea. And he said, well, let me give you the question again. Listen to the question. And I started, okay. And I started, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he gave me the question. And the question had the answer in it. So I answered it. That was one of them. The second one, I had to actually tell him how to push a button and how it worked. And I didn't even know, getting into that vehicle, that that's what that button did. He was starting to sweat, because if you get one wrong, you're out. You failed the test. And it's 3 pages of questions. One wrong answer, you're out. So he's sweating. You can see he's dropping them little drops. And we're joking, trying to lower the stress level. And he asked that question, and I just looked up. Why it came to me? Do y'all know why the answer came to me? Because God gave it to me. That is right. And I made 100% on the test. Now, if I could say the whole thing, I am the master certified technology expert for Service Chevrolet. Because of God wanting me in that position. That's right. Give him a hand. Give the Lord a hand. That is right. So that is right. He gave one 5 talents. They grew it to 5 more talents. The one that had 2 talents, he grew it 2 more. And then the one that had 1 talent was scared. And he went hide it. He went dig a hole and hide it in the ground. How many of y'all today are hiding y'all talent? The first thing Brother Joe did, or Pastor, I'm sorry, he came to me in the back and he said, when are you going to preach again? He said, he wants me to use my talent. And that's when it came to me. It sprung to me. How many of us are not using our talent? It could be for the Lord. It could be at work. Whatever it is, how much of y'all, homemaker, has a talent? People that stay home and do their work at home and take care of their family, don't ever think you don't have a talent. My mama taught me more than I ever knew. She did not graduate high school. She did not work. She did not drive. But she taught me a lot. The disabled. I was disabled for 8 years. I was out of work. But I had a talent I used while Marjorie, thank God, worked. And I used that talent to keep our family afloat. And I kept it for her when she get home from work. I did the housework. I wasn't ashamed to wash the clothes. I wasn't ashamed to fold and iron. I'm not ashamed. But boy, when she says, no, you don't have to do it, I don't ask again. Oh, yeah, I don't fight the system. Don't bug. Don't mess with the. But everyone in here has a talent. And as you grow that talent, he's going to give you more. My oldest daughter works at a bank. She started as a teller. And I'm so proud of her because she's using her talent and she's moving up. And she's young. She's going to get a lot more as long as she works for God and not for her boss. Anytime you do something in God's name, I promise you somebody's going to be watching. Somebody will be watching. I would have never thought till today that the largest Chevrolet dealership in Louisiana would have called me out of the blue, never saw me before, but just by my work, just by what they see in my work, not me personally, would call me to see if I would go work for them. That's God. That's not me putting fillers out. That's not me looking for a job. I wasn't looking for a job. I was in a situation to where the salespeople and that would keep on coming to me. Otis, why you keep taking this? They keep pushing you down. I said, because they're not controlling me. They have nothing to do with what I do. I'm working for God. And as I continued working for God and doing what I had to do, out there in the rain, out there first thing in the morning, out there before we closed, made sure for years that building was locked in the evening. I closed every night over there. Somebody was watching. And the one you want watching is God. The one you want watching you throughout the day is God. Because God gives you the promotion. God gives you the way to go. God gives you everything you use. You have to choose to follow him. Because like I said before, he's not going to grab you, pick you up, and put you on that path. He's going to send the Holy Spirit to you to talk to you and tell you which path is the right one. But until you choose it, there's nothing he can do. And he did that. He wanted it that way. Because when you choose to love something, you're going to love it unconditionally. If you don't choose to love it, I promise you, you're going to come to hate it. Follow God. Pastor, the time's going fast. Yeah, it does. Amen. Thank you. I really. Is everyone using their talent? Because the second part of it, the other meaning for talent is money. If you're doing the skills part, and in the I like the way the dictionary gave it. It gave it first the skill and then the money. Because if you have the skill and you use the skill and you grow that skill, you're going to have all the money you want and need. Huh, Mr. Leonard? You're going to have it all. You're going to have it all. So your tithes are going to grow. Your income is going to grow. Not just in money, in family, in friends, in possessions. Everything you need. I heard a story coming to work this morning. This gentleman had an old umbrella, and it was raining outside. And he saw this guy without an umbrella. So it was put on his heart to give that person an umbrella, and he did. When he got to the place where he was going, he had to go back. And this person that was next to him had a humongous umbrella. It was brand new. It was beautiful. It was almost electric. You push the button and it would go up and come down. That guy gave him his umbrella. God will never leave or forsake you. He'll never leave you in the rain. He'll always provide for you, no matter what comes into your life, whether it's work, play. There's a lot of talents young people have. I have a grandson that loves to play basketball. He is hot on that court, and he's only 4 foot tall. How tall are you? 5'5"? All right. By the time he finishes growing, he's going to be taller than me. I have another grandson that loves to play football. I was able to see him catch a pass as a wide receiver and run it down the field. And every morning, he goes and he works out. If you do not grow your talent or your skill, it's just going to fade away. It's just going to fade away. And when you're going to answer, and when you're going to answer to God, because everyone in here is going to meet him one day, and you don't want him to say, "Otis, I gave you that talent. You could have did everything possible to vehicles and to grow them, to do whatever. Why didn't you use them?" And you have no answer. You have no answer. I want to be able to say, let me see if I can find that scripture. I want to be able to him to say, "Good job, good and faithful servant. Enter into your kingdom." That's what I wanted, and I couldn't find it fast enough. I had to say it off the top of my head. And if I said it a little bit wrong, please forgive me. But I want him to be able to say when I meet him, "Good job. Good job. You took everything I gave you and you grew it." Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I fall almost every other day. But I get up because I know who's standing right next to me. I know the one that's got my back. That's got my back. And he says in his word, he will never leave or forsake you. Amen. Y'all use your talents. Don't let them go dry. Don't forget them. Keep them in your heart. Use all them parts of the brain. You got it there. All you have to do is grow it so he can give you more. When he made you, he made you right. It's you that chooses to go wrong. Amen. Was it a good word today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.